I've been thinking about all the blue-collar workers who believed that Donald Trump would do a great deal for them. We often talk about the risks that entrepreneurs face, but capitalism does its best to outsource risk to blue-collar workers. If there are environmental problems, poisons in the air or water, blue-collar workers and their children will be the first to become sick. They are the canaries in the coal mines. But the irony is that they are also the first to be affected by any attempt to remedy the situation. Prohibitions may force their workplaces to shut down or lay them off. Liberals often respond by saying that new methods will create jobs, but blue-collar workers have good reason to assume that any jobs created will probably be for other people. Liberals also argue that the proper method for creating jobs is with public works, renovating American infrastructure, etc. But who'll get the infrastructure jobs? And even more important, no one has been able to promise those jobs. Obama tried, but Congress blocked much of what he wanted to do. Trump promised a huge infrastructure program, but he put it in the budgets of the states, not his own budget. In effect, American politics has not been able to deliver on that jobs promise for the people whose jobs are at risk. Other relief programs are more automatic. Except for Puerto Rico, we regularly protect people flooded by major storms, even when they should have known better than to build on floodplains. The farm program, whatever its shortcomings, protects farmers with formulas that can be calculated in advance. Unemployment insurance is statutory, but often grossly inadequate. Social Security and Medicare have been reliable, though they have become political footballs. Obamacare still exists, despite Republican attempts to kill it. But you can't feed and house a family on medical care. The earned income tax credit comes annually after April 15. All of this suggests political winners and losers. We like some folks and we don't trust others with whatever we might do for them. Government hasn't been willing to become the employer of last resort, so that there are always jobs and wages, although some candidates are urging it now. A negative income tax has been deemed too expensive, and Trump has spent huge tax dollars on enriching the super-rich instead of reducing or eliminating the payroll tax in order to encourage hiring more workers for jobs that pay well. There's lots that could be done if we have the will. They are not the only ones our politics has left to hang in the breeze. Our unwillingness to insist on decent, honest, and ethical behavior for everything from payday lending to mortgage loans, from manufacturing to toxic waste, leaves masses of people at risk, unable to protect themselves or their families. We need statutes that protect all workers when employers reduce their workforce. Protections need to be reliable so that people don't have to fear for their jobs when they demand safe working conditions and decent contractual terms that don't shift all the risks to the people who are most vulnerable and least able to protect themselves. We need reliable worker protection so that people needn't fear for their jobs when they demand safe products and safe byproducts of business activity. We need to rethink how we protect American workers so that they don't become the losers whenever we try to improve the American environment and working conditions for everyone.